Welcome back to Storytime Anytime with the Homer Public Library. We're reading Elmer and the Dragon by Ruth Stiles Gannett, and this is Chapter 2, Storm. They flew all morning, high above the endless blue and white waves. Elmer sat feeling the wind on his face, listening to the whirr of the dragon's wings, and watching the compass to make sure they were going in the right direction. "I see a rock down there," said the dragon in the late afternoon. "Let's rest a bit." "Good idea," said Elmer. The dragon circled down to the rock, landing on all 4 feet. Elmer unpacked 11 tangerines, and as he and the dragon ate, they watched the sky turn from blue to gray, and then to dark gray. "Looks like a storm," said Elmer. "Yes," said the dragon. "Do you think we'd better wait here or go on?" "If the wind's bad, the waves will wash right over this rock," said Elmer. "But if we keep going, maybe we can fly away from the storm." "Let's hurry on," said the dragon, and up they flew while the waves grew whiter and wilder. "I felt a drop of rain," said Elmer, looking up at the blackening sky. Suddenly, a ferocious wind rushed up from behind, pushing them forward faster and faster. Thunder crackled all around them, and cold, hard rain beat down upon them. "I wish I had my raincoat," yelled Elmer. "I wish it weren't raining," panted the dragon. "My wings are getting heavy, and I can't fly very well. Besides, I hate thunder." The wind blew harder, and the rain was colder. Elmer looked at his compass and cried through the rumbling storm, "We're going in the wrong direction." "I can't help it. The wind's too strong. I can't fight against it," screamed the dragon. Elmer put away his compass and looked down at the thrashing spray. He could hear the dragon breathing hard, and he watched the wings beating slower and slower. He wondered how long the tired dragon could fly through the crashing storm. "I can't go on," puffed the dragon, and he sank through the rain nearer to the cold, wild water. Elmer shut his eyes and held on as hard as he could, trying not to cry or think about home. "I'm sorry," huffed the dragon, "that I couldn't keep my promise." "Oh, that's all right. You did your best," sobbed Elmer. And then the dragon sank lower, closer to the water. Splash! "Elmer, we're safe. I landed on sand," yelled the dragon. "But don't get off, because the water is up to my knees." Elmer opened his eyes and looked around, but it was too dark to see anything. "Are you very uncomfortable?" he screamed above the noise of the storm.
It's not too bad," shrieked the dragon, "but I think the water's getting deeper."
"Gosh, maybe you're sinking in quicksand."
"No, I don't think so. Anyway, where else can I go? We'll just have to wait here. Why don't you take a nap? I can sleep standing up, you know."
"A nap in the middle of the ocean? In the middle of a storm?"
"Why not? There's nothing else to do."
So Elmer lay down along the dragon's back, and they both were so tired that they fell asleep while the thunder boomed all around them.
"Elmer, Elmer, my stomach's underwater," cried the dragon, suddenly waking up an hour later.
Elmer looked around. The storm was nearly over, but all he could see was drizzly rain and the water lapping against the dragon's stomach.
"Poor dragon, would you like a pink lollipop?" asked Elmer, deciding that this was a real emergency.
"I'd rather have a cup of hot milkweed milk, but I guess a lollipop could help," said the dragon. Elmer unpacked one for himself and one for the dragon, and then carefully crawled along the dragon's neck until he could put the lollipop into his mouth. "It does help a little," shivered the dragon.
As they were sucking their pink lollipops in the middle of the ocean, the drizzly rain turned into thick, thick fog, and then the water began to get shallower.
"My stomach's out of water again," announced the dragon cheerfully.
"I know why the water goes up and down," exclaimed Elmer.
"It's the tide, and we're on a sandbar near some land, and just as soon as the fog lifts, we'll be able to see what kind of land it is."
"Hope it's dry land," said the dragon. All night, the water got shallower and shallower, and Elmer and the dragon were too excited to sleep. Finally, as the sun rose, even the dragon's feet were out of water, and the fog began to rise.